Now to public opinion about General Petraeus and his report to Congress last week. The Pew Research Center did some polling after that testimony, and Director Andy Cohut is here to tell us what they found. He joins us from Seton Hall University in South Orange, New Jersey. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Melissa.
And it sounds like generally positive views of what General Petraeus had to say.
Generally positive views of what Petraeus had to say. 57% said they approved of his recommendation. A majority said that he was giving a fair and accurate assessment of the situation there. But then 67% went on to say his presentation did not change their bottom line attitudes toward the war in Iraq. And if you look at the trend lines in opinion about the war in Iraq, their self-assessments square up with the measurements we've been taking.
Right. Those questions that you've been asking throughout, should the U.S. keep troops in? Should they bring them home? Those have pretty much been stable.
In July, 54% said bring the troops home as soon as possible. 39% said let's keep them there till the situation's stable. We had exactly the same numbers, 39-54, in the poll we did this past weekend. And we had, again, a plurality of people, a 47-42 plurality of people saying the U.S. will not succeed in its mission in Iraq, just what we had back in 2 months ago.
Now, if you look at some trends overall over time, there is some upturn in how the public is seeing progress in the war in Iraq. But still, if you look at it, the balance of opinion is negative in most of the areas you ask about.
It is. 36% in July said the war is going well. 41% in the current survey said the war is going well. But a majority of Americans continue to think the war is not going well. There was a little bit of an improvement in, is the surge working, 24% then, 31% now, but not a sea change in opinion, but some sense of progress. I think Petraeus and Crocker and President Bush made the case that we're getting somewhere.
You also found, Andy, a growing partisan gap when you compare Democratic and Republican answers to these questions.
Yeah, the increase in the idea that the war is going well, that we're making progress in these areas, has occurred mostly among Republicans. For example, among Republicans, 61% in July said we're making progress in defeating the insurgents. It's up to 67% this month. And the same is true in a range of measures about how the military effort is going. But only 16% of Democrats think we're making progress, and that's about the same number that we had back in the summer. So the result of this is we now have a wider gap between the way Republicans and Democrats and independents see the war, its progress, and what we should do about it. And that has some political consequences.
One of the questions you asked was about Democratic leaders in Congress and whether they're going far enough in challenging the administration's policies in Iraq. What did you find there?
We found 42% of people saying that Democrats are not going far enough, but 61% of Democrats saying that, and that's up from 54% of 2 months ago. So what we have is a situation where we have the Republicans happier with the way things are going, the Democrats as unhappy, but very increasingly critical of their leadership for not achieving more.
One thing I think a lot of people would be looking at is how independent voters answered that question of, are the Democrats in Congress going far enough in challenging the administration? What'd you find?
While 61% of Democrats say that Democratic leaders are not challenging President Bush far enough, as many as 48% of independents agree with them, compared to 19% among Republicans. So on this measure and many others, independent opinion comes closer to the Democratic view of the war and what should be done than to the Republican view.
Implications for elections coming up?
I think the implication for elections coming up is that the Republican base increasingly has a positive stay-the-course view of Iraq, and Democrats and independents are looking for change. Democrats in particular saying we have to push Bush and we have to get out of there as soon as possible, and candidates may well have a difficult time in talking to independent voters who are, of course, the swing voters who will decide the election.
Andy, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Melissa.
Andy Cohut is director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press, and you can read all the results of the poll at npr.org.